سفخس.
سيف خاس وش سمع
ميم ألف.
يا خاس
And you have
توي
to go to the next simon, Membe's Sif Hay.
Oh, let's see. Okay, let's see how long it takes us. Maybe we'll do two.
And
Okay.
tomorrow, you don't want to know what tomorrow is.
Tomorrow. Yeah, but I think tomorrow is not so long. It's just a lot of numbers. They're
It's a
very
lot of
short.
numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, continuing in the bread section. So, mitzvah letzayel la pasach hashuva yoser. Now we get into what's the mitzvah of kadima, of what you make brachas on, which comes first. So the mitzvah is to break the bread that's more chashuv. If you have in front of you a piece of bread, obviously we're talking about during the week now, not on Shabbos. You have a piece of bread and a complete piece, and your das during the meals to eat from both, and both of them are the same type. Even though the pas shlema is smaller, so let's say you have like a 1 pound rye as a full rye and then a full loaf, and then you have a piece of bread that's bigger. It's not as clean. Even though it's smaller, a shalem is considered more chashuv. Right? But if the breads are not the same type, the shlema is from a worse type. The shlema is pas kusmin. The shlema is pas kusmin. How do you touch kusmin again? Which type of the grains is that? Bar. Not. People starting to have it nowadays. Spelt. Right. And the piece is wheat. So again, you have a whole challah that's from spelt, and one piece that's from wheat. Afilu katana, even if it's smaller, mevarechal shel chitim, because wheat is much more preferred. So there are people that have spelt challahs, and parents, don't you make spelt?
I do, and I'm making this week as well.
And you make any others?
Make
or just spelt?
No, regular plus spelt, not a mix.
Do you make your hamaitzi on the spelt or on the regular?
I haven't really done spelt yet. I've always had it for guests, so usually regular.
Okay, so that's what you got to do. You got to do for regular.
But that's if you have both, or
if you have both. No, if you have both, you only have spelt, and you then spelt is fine. It's just a matter of which the pecking order of what's more chashu.
Even though it's three times the price.
Maybe, I don't know, Taka. Probably it adjusts based on societal norms, I'm assuming. Let's say the shlema is made out of barley. Even though barley bread is not as good as wheat bread, since it does say barley in the pasuk, it's also shlema. So now Yerush Shemayim should cut the barley bread that's also shalim. Ketzad Oisus, how do you do it? Maniach es chaticha tachas hashlema. What you do is you take the piece of bread, the one that's a piece, and put it under the complete piece of bread. Ubeitzei mishtein yachad, and you cut from both of them at the same time. Mishtein shlemus, mishtein emir echad. But let's say they're both shalim, and they're both of the same type. Then you varech ala nekiya yoiser, you make it on the one that's cleaner. Right, and let's say both equal to kias, then go with the bigger. Right, fine. You could have that with matzah. I think more on Pesach, a bigger matzah. You should make the hamotzi on the bigger matzah. And some matzahs sometimes look cleaner than other matzahs. Test. Let's say you have in front of you some pas yisrael pas akum and nizmi pas akum, and you're not makbid on pas akum. So if they're both complete or they're both pieces, and they're equal in their size, and they're made out of the same things. We got a lot of givens over here. Right? And they're both equal. So then you baruch on Pas Yisrael, then of course you make the bracha on Pas Yisrael. Bimzushal Yisrael ain't a nikiya k'moishal akum. But let's say the Pas Yisrael is not as clean. Let's say the Pas Yisrael is whole wheat and the Akums is regular wheat, which regular wheat is considered more chashim. So Yivarach al Ezen Mehen Sheyirtza, then you have whatever you want. In Balabayas, Nizam Pas Akum. And if the Balabayas is Nizam from Pas Akum, Ela Shehuvu Bishvil Ereach. But he brought it because of the guests. Yesh Lasalkum and Ashulchan Adlach Abrech Samoitzi, then just take it off the table till after Hamoitzi. Now there's a different din, which we'll get to as the Shemin Hilchos Shabbos, which you're not supposed to have Pas Akum on Shabbos at all. Right? Or at least for Lecha Mishnah. So, okay. Yud. This whole thing that you have to have Hashivas, this is sort of what you asked in parents, right? This whole thing that you have to have Hashivas, that's if you plan on eating from both breads during that meal. If your das is to only use one particular pas, yiftzal zu shu writes a lechol, then you just cut the one that you like. Then you don't have to worry about chashivas. Meaning, if you plan on eating spelt by your meal, so even though you have a big fat regular challah in the kitchen, but you don't plan on using it, you're not mechuyev to make hamotzi. And that's only the only you only we only have to work out the din kadima if. If you plan on eating both,
what happens if you if yeah. you're planning on eating spelt, but other family members are eating the regular challah?
You should. I mean, you should probably eat the regular challah first. That's what I would think. Huh?
No, that's what I'm asking. You just said if
yeah, you're not planning. I would think that's what you should do, unless you're allergic or whatever it is. Okay, seven mebeis hilchasudo by chav gembel sifim. There's a lot of sifim here, a lot of etiquette that's taught in this siman. So misha yesh behemas alov. Let's say somebody has animals or birds that he has to feed, which means like pets. Also lelecho klum achiyitin le'n Michael, you are not allowed to eat anything until you give them food. Tichsivin asati esev b'saldochal l'mtechov yachalta v'savata. Right in Shema and Bahaya, we say you give first to the animals and then you eat. But for drinking, the person comes first. Right? And this also includes fish, by the way. You have to feed your fish. Now, the place can say that you don't have to go feed your fish before every time you eat, meaning some fish food you only feed once a week. So as long as it has its food, then you're okay. And the place can also say that if you sense that your animal or your pet is thirsty, then the animal does have kadima. Just the assumption is that animals are not as thirsty. Okay, base. Person shouldn't eat or drink in a very hungry way. He shouldn't eat standing up. You shouldn't drink when you're standing up. Even though there are those that say that nowadays we're not makbid on this, but it's certainly better too, right? And your table should be clean. Your chair should be clean. Shulchan inaki mechusa yafin should be covered. Sounds like you should always have a tablecloth. Afilu ein lelecho rak davar she'ena choshev. Even if you're only eating something that's not choshev, that's eating potato chips. Sounds like you should have a tablecloth. La yachas prusa gedayla kebeitza v'yachav. A person should not hold on to more than an egg's worth of food and eat from it, because you look like you're starving. Don't hold the food in one hand and tear from it with the other hand. Right? But that means food that normally gets eaten from a plate, but it's food, finger food, then that would be fine. Don't drink a cup of wine at one time. Raise a gargaron. If you do, then you're just like a glutton. If you drink it in two cups, two swigs, then that's derech eretz. If you do it three times and you sip it, That's gaiva. Okay. Unless it's a very large cup, then you're allowed to drink it as many times as you want. If it's a very small cup, that's your heter for taking a schnapps glass and doing one big gulp.
Gimel is this with wine or with any drink?
I'm assuming that wine, because that was their regular drink. I'm assuming that it applies to everything, but maybe not. Maybe because wine does have a little bit more etiquette than other things. Gimel, lo yishat prusa v'yinachen al gabi ha-shulchan. Don't cut up a piece of bread and leave it on the table. Or give it to your friend, or put it on a plate. Maybe it's disgusting for your friend. Meaning, don't bite. Did I say cut up? I meant don't bite. Meaning germs. This is called germs. Don't offer germs to anybody else. Because maybe it's his disgusting to his friend, and he's going to be embarrassed. And he's going to have to say yes because of embarrassment. Don't drink from a cup and give it to your friend to drink the rest. Everybody should be careful not to drink the leftovers. Maybe because of the embarrassment, he will drink against his will. Right?
Isn't that the mitzvah by Kiddush?
What, to drink from the actual cup?
Drink from the kais and then give to from the same cup.
Right. So the Paiskim say, by kais shel kiddush and birchas hamazon sheva brachas, right? That's the minig is to be mekel, but he brings from, I think it's a Mishnah Berurah, that says you should really wipe at least the mouth part before they drink. Well, you got the Rebbe's tish where they hand out the soup and each guy just drinks from the with the spoon.
I won't drink a kiddush like that.
Neither would I, but fine. Dalad loye adam kapten besuda, besudas. A person should not be makbid by his sudas, right? Ki archem ben bayis misbayishim azlecha. Because if people think, oh, he's this cheap guy, they're going to be scared to eat. Ki ashchayshim pen misrages umakbid alachilosik. Perhaps you're going to get him angry at me, and he's being makbid. So if you're having guests, you have to be. You have to be generous. Fine. Hey, ain masichim besuda afilu b'divrei Torah. You're not supposed to talk during a suda, even in divrei Torah, which we know that nowadays nobody's makbid on this. Right? The Shari Tshuva says that it's Shamir Pesayim Hashem. Hashem watches the fools, so it's okay. Right? I mean, that's to justify it. Now, what's wrong? So the whole thing is Mibnei HaSakana.
Pirkei Avos also says you're supposed to learn while you're...
Well, I don't know, I guess maybe not verbalized, right? Right, so we said Mibnei HaSakana. So that's L'chor is after you, or when you're not eating. Right?
So like you're physically eating while you're...
Like
while you're eating,
that's
supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're afraid that the kona, the esophagus is going to get, how's it go? The windpipe is going to get covered over. Even somebody who sneezes, you're not allowed to say gesundheit or bless you or whatever. But if it's not when you're eating, mitzvah means that when you're by the table, just when you're not actually eating, mitzvah, like Gershon said, you have to be very careful with this. For some reason, that has not taken hold. I mean, we do it by Shalosh Shudas, but that's it. Because that parak of Tilim is both Torah, and it's also a tefillah on your food. For some reason, that also. Al Naras Bavel, nobody does. The same source. It's both the Shla. Right? But for some reason, the Shira Malas people do, and Al Naras Bavel people don't do. And when you're learning at the table, tzarich to be very careful, because shchiach liyos b'svarim toilam ketanim. Svarim have little worms. V'yuchalav l'idei isur chas v'shalom, and it could come to you an isur from the bugs going into your food. Right? Okay. So we'll stop over there.